Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to this bonus episode of the Good Food Podcast with me, Samuel Goldsmith, Good Food's food copy editor. In this week's podcast, host Malika Bazou sat down with Callum Harris, who told her all about his favourite dish, his mum's get well soup, that was very similar to a ramen. The following recipe is a classic Good Food recipe for a vegan ramen. You can pause this recipe at any time to cook along. This recipe serves two. The ingredients you will need are 2 garlic cloves, a thumb-sized piece of ginger sliced, plus a few slices cut into fine matchsticks to serve, 1.5 tablespoons of white miso paste, 1 tablespoon of nerigoma, white sesame paste, or tahini, 15 grams of dried shiitake mushrooms, 1 litre of good quality vegan stock, 2 tablespoons of soy sauce, 200 grams of firm tofu cut into chunky cubes, 1 tablespoon of corn flour, 1 tablespoon of vegetable or sunflower oil, 100 grams, which is 2 nests of ramen or rice noodles, 1 head of pak choi, quartered, 2 spring onions, finely sliced, white and green parts kept separate, 25 grams of ready-to-eat bean sprouts, 1 carrot, peeled and cut into fine matchsticks. To serve, you can choose from sesame oil, sriracha, chopped coriander, crushed peanuts, crumbled sheets of nori, or dried chili threads. These are all optional. Crush the garlic with the back of a big knife, then put in a saucepan with the ginger, miso, nerigoma, mushrooms, stock, and soy. Bring to a gentle simmer, cover and bubble for 5 minutes until the ginger is soft. Strain into a clean pan and discard everything left in the strainer. Meanwhile, cook the tofu. Toss it in the corn flour and heat the oil in a frying pan. Fry for a few minutes on each side, being careful as you turn it that it doesn't fall apart. Cook the noodles for 1 minute less than the pack instructions so they retain a little bite. Drain and then leave in the pan with a little cooking water so they don't stick together. Add the pak choi and whites of the spring onions to the broth and gently reheat for 1 to 2 minutes until the greens have just wilted. Divide the noodles between 2 deep bowls, ladle over the broth and veg. Top with the tofu, bean sprouts, carrot and ginger matchsticks, green parts of the spring onion and a drizzle of sesame oil, plus the other toppings if you like. Thank you for listening to this bonus episode of the Good Food Podcast. For more recipes and inspiration, please visit bbcgoodfood.com.